Millions of shoppers have abandoned the high street in favour of online shopping. But just like in the real world, alongside the everyday goods available on the internet, an online black market has also sprung up.
Getting on the dark web isn't straightforward. Sites where Class A drugs are sold are beyond the reach of normal search engines. Instead, users download sophisticated but readily available software, which makes the location of their computer and the sites they visited virtually impossible to trace.
By buying a virtual currency like bitcoins, innocently used by gamers and others on the net, the first layer of secrecy is introduced. Bitcoin transactions aren't linked to names, allowing people to buy and sell without being identified. Using the downloaded software, we found sites where Class A drugs, fake driving licenses, and even guns were on sale. We paid in bitcoins for what was advertised as DMT, an illegal hallucinogenic Class A drug. When they were tested in the lab, the drugs were found to be genuine. The dark web uses software that anonymizes users by bouncing communications between a network of volunteers around the world. This makes tracing sites you've visited or the location of your computer almost impossible.
We don't have enough courts, we don't have enough judges, we don't have enough police officers to tackle the real scale of criminal behavior on the internet. What that means is increasingly we're going to have to look to technical solutions, we're going to have to look to the internet industry to help civil society deal with this really enormous problem that the dark web has created.
But the technology has also shielded the identity of protesters in the Arab Spring or anti-government bloggers in China. Tackling the issues the dark web throws up comes down to a fine balance between individual freedoms and protecting us from criminals who choose to exploit it.